Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. With each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter, as it fills your heart completely, removing all heavy, negative, or dark energies, and raising you in vibration, feeling you with joy, peace, love, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, as it expands and moves throughout your chest, moving into your lungs, feeling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing this light to enter each and every red blood cell that enters into your heart and your lungs, to be filled with life-giving energies, to carry this energy to every extremity of your body. And now see your chest as it is filled with brilliant healing light that encompasses all of the colors of the rainbow, bringing healing on every level to every part of you. See this light as it moves up into your shoulders, down into your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, and moving into your palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through your palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now see the light as it moves up through your neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, your forehead, and moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And now see this light as it moves down into your diaphragm and your stomach, activating healing within these organs of deeper breathing and the assimilation of your nutrients, Continue to see the light as it flows into the small intestine and the large, continuing to bring healing to these organs of digestion and assimilation of your light energies. See this light as it now flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see this light as it now flows into your colon, your uterus, your sex organs, bringing balance and healing to these parts of you that are concerned with reproduction and release, giving you the courage and the wisdom to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. And now see the light as it flows through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light. See this light as it balances you, as it grounds you, as it reconnects you to Mother Earth and all that is good. Allow this light to flow through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter, as it now moves through the pores in your body, and you are surrounded in a beautiful healing bubble of white light that contains all of the colors of the rainbow. I want you to see this light as it continues to grow brighter and brighter, allowing the golden energies of the light to become more dominant. See the light as it turns golden with beautiful hues of rainbow colors within it. See this as it spreads and moves throughout your body, and now spreading out into the space that you are in. See this golden light as it protects you, as it increases you in life force, cleansing, purifying, healing you, increasing you in power and strength, purifying you mind, body, and spirit, raising you in vibration, and reconnecting you to the golden light of all that is. And now see the light as it spreads and moves through the walls, any obstacles where you are, spreads throughout your space, and now moving out into your neighborhood, your village, your town, your city, continuing to move throughout your country, allowing this golden light to raise all in vibration to bring healing, to purify the air, to purify the earth, to bring all beings back into balance that come in contact with this light. And now see it as it continues to spread throughout the world, where all of our lights join together as one, increasing each and every one of us in the powers of awakening, of remembering who we are, and the powers that we bring to this life. Continue to see our light as it grows brighter and brighter, eliminating the illusion of separation. See our light as it now enters into the earth, reconnecting with our subterranean family, connecting us through our light and our love, balancing us, rejoining us through our hearts. And now see this light as it spreads out into the atmosphere that surrounds the planet, reconnecting with those who live off planet, moving out into our universe, our galaxy, and through the multiverse, allowing the family of light to be reconnected as one in our knowing, in our consciousness, in our awakening. Allowing all of our family of light to assist us at this time, assisting Mother Earth and the beings upon it in our awakening process, to give us the courage and the wisdom to continue forward, to increase our light, to awaken our hearts, our knowing, and our love, reuniting us through this light and through this love. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Such a beautiful gift to me to share this each and every week with you. I feel so much love. I almost feel like crying right now. So intense. Thank you so much. So today we have the Thunderbird clan that we will review these energies for this amazing group of people. I want to say something very quickly before we go into the attributes and energies of the Thunderbird clan. I want to remind all of you that you are so powerful, that you are so precious, that you are here for a purpose. And it is so important that you awaken to that, that you awaken to the knowledge of who you are. And these messages that we bring you are for that very purpose. This is ancient knowledge that has been lost, buried, forgotten, and kept away from most of us on this planet. And so some of it may sound very esoteric, and yes, it is, because that simply means something that has been hidden. But when you hear this, I want you to really take it into your heart and know that this is true about all of us. No matter which clan your son is in, know that all of them, all, each and every clan is a part of you. So I intentionally don't give you the dates of the members of each clan in the beginning because I want everyone to listen. I want you to hear these attributes. I want you to know because every aspect is a part of you. We each and every one of us have powers, gifts, abilities that have to be developed. They're inside of you, waiting for you to acknowledge them so they can begin to grow. But you have to feed them. There's things you have to connect with, powers, energies. These are your totems. And this is why this information is so important for you to have. We're just at the beginning of the awakening of humanity. And so we have to reclaim this knowledge in order to reclaim our lives as spiritual giants. We are the giants that are spoken of in the ancient scriptures. So today we speak of another giant, the Thunderbird clan. And these people include the elk, the red hawk, and the sturgeon people. You were born into the element of fire, and this is where your powers and responsibility are to Mother Earth. Thunderbird clan people are always glowing. They contain the radiant energy of the sun. Even if you can't see it on the surface, it's always in their core. These people carry the power to cleanse and purify, just as the sun and fire do. This power affects their personal lives as well as those around them. Just as fire has the ability to reduce matter to its basic components, so do Thunderbird people have the ability to break things down. They can get to the root of a problem so that it can be repaired or healed. Fire is essential to the transformation process of the soul. The Thunderbird clan has a great responsibility to assisting humanity with their transformation from lower dense beings into higher vibrating ones. These people have the power to bring change. They are full of energy, and when in balance, they bring this energy to any project or group that they are involved in. Thunderbird people are usually positive. They show their love in a more fiery way. And it can also be difficult for them to express to others why they think or believe the way they do. They tend to follow their inner guidance, and that is not always easy for them to explain to others. Thunderbird people are often the brilliant stars that push themselves into prominence by following a clever flash of intuition that opened up new pathways for them. These people have to be cautious of moving into new projects or relationships too quickly because they have a tendency of burning out quickly. They can lose interest as fast as they became interested. So it is best for them to move a bit slower and really think deeply about their new adventures. Thunderbird people can be charming and witty and are always able to make friends with ease. They have the ability to see through people, and often they find themselves speaking their minds before they think it through. They kind of hear themselves after it's too late. Thunderbird people can be as direct as the sun. They say it the way they see it, and this can be a good thing or a bad thing. But most people appreciate their directness, but others can find their energy too strong, and this pushes them away. Since their energy can bring about a spiritual cleansing in themselves and in others, they can find themselves surrounded by turmoil until they learn how to balance their lives on every level. They cause others to see themselves, and this is not always welcome, but it is always necessary in order for change to happen. Thunderbird people often find themselves in positions of worldly and/or spiritual power. And once this has occurred, it brings about a very powerful test of their character. They must learn to remain humble and to stay in remembrance that they are only the vessels for great spirit to work through. Their test is not to become arrogant, like the tale of the Thunderbird. They must use the medicine of their totems to stay in balance and to remember where their true power comes from, which is from the connection that they have with the sacred hoop of life and the oneness with all things, which includes Great Spirit. If they lose sight of this and become arrogant and boastful, then they will get hit with a purifying bolt of energy that will make them less visible to others. And if they are really stubborn, then the energy will reduce them to their basic components. This is to remind them of where their power comes from and to always give thanks. This is what happened to the great hawk in the tale of the Thunderbird. Now, when I share these things with you, I want you to know these aren't just tales. This is real. I have literally watched this happen. And sadly to say, I find that today the lessons seem to be more harsh for people who are stubborn. So I have literally watched this happen with some Thunderbird Clan people, that they became very arrogant and they were struck down. And the invisibleness is very interesting to me because I literally saw that happen. And in my research, in my learning about these things, I thought, wow, that's very interesting. But I had never actually seen it for myself. But after witnessing it, I know this all to be so very true. So I want you to really pay attention and really know that what I'm sharing with you, they may sound like tales or stories, but it's a way that we have to teach in order for you to remember the things that we're sharing with you. Now, the members of this clan are likened to the sun, just as the Raven people are. They tend to be direct, warm, and penetrating. They bring new life to the things that they touch. They open new paths and bring forth new ideas. They have a special connection with thunderstorms and can harness the power of lightning. They can call the rain clouds and thunder beings to them. And I've seen this happen as well. But they must remain in balance and spiritually connected to source in order to do this. These people are recharged by the light and heat of the sun, as well as by fire. They can be balanced simply by watching a fire in the fireplace or sitting next to a campfire or simply lighting candles. They have an attraction to lightning and the sound of thunderstorms. This can also recharge their inner battery. Thunderbird people can use these energy reserves to heal themselves as well as others. They must learn to control their inner fire as it can burn them up from within. If you are too intense, Thunderbird people, your fire can burn out of control. If this happens too often, you can begin to suffer from imbalances with your head, your heart, and circulatory system. This is a way of cooling and calming you down, but you don't want to do it this way. You want to use the medicine of your totems in order to assist you to find balance. And as a member of this clan, you can also use the mineral and plant totems of the other members. Remember that the sun heals and balances you, and that you need to be around the sun to feel happy and renewed, to stay in balance. You must temper your inner light in order to find your balance so that it shines peacefully as well as steadily. Infrared therapy is a good therapy for you because that light stimulates the energy of the sun. It will help to soothe your muscles and warm you from within when you feel cold. Thunderbird people have their major responsibility to all the aspects of their element, which includes the sun, fire, and lightning. You need to always be thankful for the light and the warmth of the sun. It would be a good idea for you to study more about lightning and how it heals and cleanses the air and the earth, as well as to study heliotherapy. This is the ancient knowledge of the healing power of the sun. This will show you how you are able to do the same, because these forces are truly within you. You are made up of the fire element. And again, all of us have fire within us. So, if I could sum up your clan in one word, it would be purification, just as the butterfly clan is transformation. You are the purifiers that have the power to remove all lower, dense, dark energies from people and things. You purify, cleanse, and then raise the frequency as you increase your own inner light. Your energy is very much like Pluto because you have the power of destruction and rebirth within you. Access the healing power of Pluto by meditating on the frequency of 140.25 hertz. That's 140.25 hertz. That is the energy of Pluto. This will help to activate a deeper transformation within you. Now let's quickly discuss the specific powers of all the members of the Thunderbird clan. The Elk people, you have the power of fire and earth. You are of the earth, and so this makes you more grounded in your fire element. You are the most stable of this group in emotion and are tempered by the cooling energies of the earth. You will be more masterful with using herbal and mineral medicines. You keep your clan grounded and connected to Mother Earth. You need the energy of the Red Hawk people to balance your heat, so work with their medicine when feeling tired or when you are slowing down too much. The medicine of the Sturgeon people will also calm you. Now, Red Hawk people, you have the power of fire and air. You are the most fiery in temperament among your clan. This is because your air-fire combination, you have so much energy moving through you. It's very fast moving. You are quick thinkers and can move too quick at times. You move quicker than any of the other members of your clan. You must remember to slow down. You are masters of words, and so know that your words hold weight. You are fire, and fire is the element that helps to manifest. So be mindful of your words and choose them wisely. Use your power to create what you want. The Sturgeon people, you have the power of fire and water because you are of the water element as well. You can always sway between highs and lows. You struggle more to balance these energies than the other members of your clan. You can have great bursts of energy and then experience lethargy or lack of energy. Your power lies within the energy of emotions, and so you must develop yourself to master your emotions. Once you do this, you will become very powerful, but you must remember that with great power comes great responsibility. So you are here to help humanity learn how to deal with their deep, destructive emotions. You must master them first before you can help anyone else. The medicine of your clan members can help you as well with this. I hope this has been a great reminder for you, for those who have been following the show, and for those of you who are new, welcome to this Thunderbird clan. Now, after our station break, we will continue our discussion on Native Earth astrology and look at the overall reading for the Thunderbird clan. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Okay, let's get into the reading for the Thunderbird clan. These energies will be in effect for the next 5 months or longer. It doesn't matter when you hear this message because it is for you when you hear it. Now, the overall energy for the Thunderbird clan is painted face. This is about self-expression. It holds the vibration of the number 19. This is Leo in the sacred tarot and relates to happiness and joy. The painted face card speaks of using your creativity to express your feelings and talents, as well as your desires. It says, open up and allow others to see your medicine. Don't deny how you feel, what you think, or what you can offer to the world. You are being told to allow the medicine of yourself to emerge in truth and with grace. Embracing your true self and allowing others to see this part of you will bring you great joy and happiness. This is your overall energy, Thunderbird clan. Now for your challenging energy. This is the fire medicine card in reverse. This speaks of passion and spontaneity. It holds the vibration of the number 30, which is the number 3. This is Libra in the sacred tarot, and it speaks of action and marriage. Now upright, the fire medicine card speaks of acknowledging your inner fire and the good medicine in your life, and your willingness to give yourself pleasure and joy. It comes from your ability to create adventure and excitement, but you must feel worthy in order to do this. It also speaks of fears of intimacy and commitment in the upright position. It can also speak of you holding on to past hurts from old relationships and allowing these heart hurts to get in the way of anything new manifesting in your life. But your card was pulled in reverse. So this means that your challenges continue to feel worthy of new passion and spontaneity in your life. You are now allowing yourself to enjoy your life. You have gotten over something, and now there is a new thing, a new person or project in your life, and it can bring you great joy and happiness if you allow it to. So in the reverse, it means that you have already overcome something, but your challenge is in not going back to your old ways and blocking your blessings. Allow them to flow. This is the overall challenge for the entire Thunderbird clan. The remedy for you is the Coral card, which we saw in our last readings quite a bit. This is about the need for nurturing, and it holds the vibration of the number 13. The Butterfly Clan and the Frog Clan had this in their readings. The number 13 is the energy of Aries in the Sacred Tarot, and it represents transformation and death. Death in the sense of letting go of something that no longer serves you. In order to be transformed, we must let go or die to something that no longer serves our highest good. It is the shedding of the old you and embracing the new you, learning how to love yourself and allow yourself to be loved. This is your remedy, Thunderbird Clan. Now, the porcupine is the animal totem that can assist you at this time. As always, I give you some homework to do, and I want you to look up the meaning of the porcupine so you can discover the medicine of this sacred animal. The porcupine has many special qualities and a very powerful medicine. It represents the power of faith and trust. Trust in the plan of Great Spirit and know that everything is working out for your highest good. The porcupine can assist you at this time, Thunderbird Clan, to increase your faith and trust in the master plan. This will help you let go and get in the flow. Okay, so now it's time to look at the readings for each member of the Thunderbird Clan. We'll start with the Elk people. You were born between November 22nd and December 21st. Obsidian is your mineral totem. This will help you become balanced. This is your power totem. You must have obsidian somewhere around you. Meditate with it. Keep it in your bedroom close to your bed. This is very, very good for elk people. Now, your power color is black. So that means when you wear black, you are in your power. You are accessing this energy. And the black spruce is your plant totem. So you want to do some research as well on the black spruce and see how this plant can assist you at this time in your life. And also the elk is your animal totem. So you know there's research to be done there. Your overall energy for the next 5 months is the East Shield in reverse. And it has vibration of the number 8. This card represents illumination and clarity with the vibration of the number 8, which is Capricorn, indicating justice and equilibrium, according to the Sacred Tarot. This is about having the courage to live your truth. This card was also in the reading of the Butterfly Clan people. You pulled it in the reverse. So this may be indicating that you have already received some form of clarity and illumination in your life. And you are now helping others to find more clarity and illumination in theirs. You are in a time in your life when you are wiping the mud from your eyes and seeing things more clearly than ever before. Continue to observe which thoughts may be keeping you in blinders and then let them go. Continue to summon your courage and take flight. This is the overall energy of the Elk people. Now, your challenge is the North Shield. This card holds the number 11 vibration, which is a master number. This is the energy of Neptune, and it deals with a force. According to the Sacred Tarot, it is also the number 2 when we add them together. This is about science. Now, the meaning of the Sacred Path card refers to some form of wisdom coming your way and having gratitude for this. Now, this is your challenge, Elk people, because whatever this wisdom is, it is challenging some old beliefs that you've had. And it is time for you to release those old beliefs that no longer serve you and to accept this new wisdom that is coming your way and have gratitude for it. It is a challenge for you to do this. Now, your remedy is the War Bonnet card in reverse. This means that you may still be in the midst of a test. And the remedy to the challenge of the wisdom that is coming your way is to be still. Do not move on it. Think deeply about your next move before you move forward. Now, the vibration of 8 is about equilibrium, and it was in the reverse. So you may still be having difficulty finding equilibrium in your life at this time. So take your medicine bundle, which is all of the tools that you have learned up to now, and use them for your highest good. Your remedy requires you to do this in order for you to succeed on your current path. And this is your reading, Elk people, and I pray that it assists you. Now, Red Hawk people, you were born between March 21st and April 19th. Fire opal is your mineral totem, and that is such a beautiful opal. Comes in the red hues. It also comes in the blues. If you get them from Mexico, they have so much fire in those opals there. Now, your power color is yellow, and dandelion is your plant totem. So again, wearing the color yellow, Hawk people, will bring out more of your power, your inner knowing. And the dandelion, working with this plant totem, will assist you in many ways. Now, Red Hawk people, you must also do research on your animal totem, the Red Hawk, because it will teach you more about yourself. Now, your overall energy is the North Shield, which was the challenge for the Elk people. This is the vibration of the number 11, again, which is Neptune, dealing with forces, and reduced to the number 2, it is Virgo, which deals with mastering a science. The North Shield is about wisdom coming your way and you having gratitude for this wisdom. This is your overall energy, Red Hawk people. There's wisdom flowing to you at this time. Now, your challenge is the fire medicine card in reverse. This is the exact same as the overall challenge for your clan. And to sum it up, this speaks of passion and spontaneity. It holds the vibration of the number 30, which when reduced is the number 3. This is Libra in the Sacred Tarot, and it speaks of action and marriage. So for some of you, there may be a marriage on the brink, or there may be some action that you need to take. Now, upright, the fire medicine card speaks of acknowledging your inner fire and the good medicine in your life and your willingness to give yourself pleasure and joy, which comes from your ability to create adventure and excitement. But you must feel worthy in order to do this. It also speaks of fears of intimacy and commitment in the upright position and can also speak of holding on to past hurts. And in this way, you would be blocking anything new from manifesting in your life. Now, that's the upright meaning. But your card was pulled in reverse. So this means that your challenge is continuing to feel worthy of new passion and creating spontaneity in your life. You are now allowing yourself to enjoy your life. And this person or new thing or project that has entered into your life is bringing you great joy and pleasure. So you have overcome some bad memories or something that happened to you in the past, a bad relationship. You've healed from this and you're letting it go. You've moved forward. You've overcome something. But your challenge is in not going back to your old ways and beginning to block your blessings. So just remember to allow them to flow. This is your challenge, Red Hawk people. Now, the remedy for you is painted face, which was also shared by the Flicker people, and is the overall energy of your clan. So you can see how we all are dealing with much of the same energy. And I think it's quite interesting how these cards fall in this huge deck, and everyone seems to get the same cards. It's always interesting to me. Now, this holds the vibration of the number 19, painted face. And this relates to Leo and happiness and joy in the sacred tarot. Now, in order for you to create your happiness and joy, Red Hawk people, you must be yourself. You must live your truth and not try to take on anyone else's identity. Painted face is all about living your truth and not bending or trying to be anyone else that you're not. Loving on you and allowing others to see you for who you truly are, not being afraid to be yourself. Now, this is your remedy. Now, Sturgeon people, you were born between July 23rd and August 22nd. Your mineral totems are garnet and iron. Your plant totem is raspberry, and red is your power color. And your animal totem is the sturgeon, an ancient fish that was thought to be extinct. Your overall energy is the medicine bundle with the vibration of the number 28, which is number 10 when reduced. Related to Uranus, and this means a change of fortune in the sacred tarot. This card, according to the sacred path, tells of the need to honor the wisdom of your ancestors. So at this time, your overall energy is telling you that you need to honor the wisdom of your ancestors. These are assisting you at this time and helping to increase your medicine. So look at the strengths that are grown within you, and this is a part of your medicine, Sturgeon people. This assistance should be recognized that you're receiving from your ancestors and known to be a blessing from your medicine helpers. Through them, you may find the courage to support the self. This card reminds you that you are not alone. The path may be difficult, but you are being supported with your climb. If your path is flowing easily at this time, then this is letting you know that you are in alignment with your allies and you are receiving their assistance. Be grateful. You must remain true to those who have assisted you on your journey. Now remember, Sturgeon people, this is Leo in the Western astrology. And there is a strong move for you to remember where your power comes from. Remember who your allies are, because there's an energy moving at this time. And this is the overall energy of the Sturgeon people, that you must honor the wisdom of your ancestors. So it's pulling you back to acknowledge where your power comes from. Now, be grateful that you have allies, because we all need allies through this earth walk. And you must remain true to your allies because they're assisting you on this journey. And they say betrayal after trust is deadly. So you do not want to betray your friends. You do not want to betray your helpers. Anyone who is assisting you, who is assisting you at this time, you want to honor them. You want to love them. And you want to also be an ally for them. So this is a warning to you to do not betray those who are now trusting you. They believe in you. Do not betray them. They are your allies. And in order for you to have allies, you must also learn how to be one. Now, this is your overall energy, Sturgeon people. Your challenge is the powwow card in reverse. This holds the vibration of the number 25, which is the number 7. It represents Sagittarius, which is victory in the sacred tarot. But your card was pulled in reverse. So it's telling you that there is no victory without learning how to work together in a spirit of harmony with other clans. The powwow is all about members of different clans coming together in harmony with love and respect for one another and the ability to acknowledge the gifts and the talents that everyone has to offer. Now, you must learn how to get along with others, Sturgeon people, who do not think or believe the same way you do. The card being pulled in reverse also tells you that in order for you to grow spiritually, you must release any prejudices that you may have against others and learn how to accept them as they are. Allow them to be their own unique expression of great spirit. This is your challenge, Sturgeon people. Now, the remedy for you is the South Shield, which is about innocence and the inner child. This card was also pulled in the reverse. It holds the vibration of the number 9, which is Aquarius, indicating wisdom and prudence in the sacred tarot. But in reverse, it speaks of folly and ignorance. Your remedy is to return to your innocence and childlike joy. Move away from being ego-driven and balance your life with more reverence for the sacred. And find ways to be more humble in your current situation. The South Shield in reverse is referring to your ability to reconnect to the innocence of your inner child. You must learn how to laugh and play again and stop taking everything so seriously. Find and reconnect to your inner joy. This is your remedy, Sturgeon people. Now, it's important for everyone to listen more than once to these readings because at this time, it may not resonate with you. But over the next few weeks or even the next couple of months, I guarantee you these energies will emerge in some way in your life. They are absolutely profound, these readings. And I'm giving you everything in these few minutes that I possibly can to assist you. So you're seeing the overall energy as it flows in, and then you're going to see the challenge that you're going to have to something, whether it be people, a situation, a new job, a new relationship, whatever this is, it's going to be a challenge. That energy is going to manifest in some way for you. And then we give you the remedy. The remedy is so important because it will help you overcome whatever challenge. I guarantee you, it will be the way for you to go in order for you to make it through the challenge smoothly. And so these readings will not be duplicated. You will listen to this now, and then you will come back, whether it be in a month or two from now, and listen again so that it can assist you. Now, it's so important for you to research your animal totems because you will find out things about them that can also help you understand yourself in different ways. Now, an example is the Sturgeon people. The sturgeon is a very ancient prehistoric fish that was thought to be extinct. Now, there is a trait about this fish, just knowing that these people can hide in plain sight. They can be right around you, but they choose not for you to see them. This is a characteristic that they have. Now, the sturgeon itself is said to have the scales on it that you literally have to use an axe to take those scales off. That's what fishermen say. And at one time, this animal was hunted, and it almost did go extinct even after being found again because it was very valuable. They would use the scales of this fish. But that tells you that they have a tough skin about them, and it is tough to get through to them sometimes. So for each totem, there will be attributes like that you will see about yourself. And so this is why it's important for you to go back. And it doesn't matter that in each and every culture, you will find that different totems are used to express the energy of people. But each one of them will relate to you in some way. So it's okay to see through different perspectives. And this just happens to be Native Earth astrology. So it's going to show you different perspectives. Now, the Thunderbird clan is powerful, and these readings will assist you, and they will absolutely manifest, I guarantee you, over the next 5 months. And it could be even longer that this will be in effect. So it has been my pleasure to bring you these messages from Spirit. I ask that you please tune in next week as we share the readings for the Turtle Clan. These are the Beaver, the Brown Bear, and the Snow Goose people. This will be the final reading for all the clans. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.